Okay, well, let's start off by saying that I think I know what it means to you because I saw your reaction on the touchline at the full-time whistle and when the goal went in. But just tell us about what it means to win here.
First, I said it there, and I think it's important to repeat this. It's a very difficult moment because I'm very, you know, respectful. And to celebrate a goal in the last minute away from home against the biggest rival and maintain that calm is difficult. And I hope that what we showed was as much respect as you can celebrating a goal or a victory. So we didn't try to do nothing more than celebrating with our fans. It's incredible. If you give me the chance, 3-0 or 1-0 in the last minute, you put me in a big, difficult position because the feelings that you have winning the game, they were that we've done it today, is unforgettable. And we needed that. We needed that. You know, every week something happened. We couldn't win. We couldn't score. To do in this game at that moment in time is very special.
How concerned were you when you saw so many chances come and go without scoring?
Well, that was the main thing. Trying to convince the players just, you know, keep believing and to find a solution. I mean, I said it to everybody, so I'm going to be fair with you and I'm going to tell you as well. We were changing Jono before he scored because we were looking for someone to go in behind. Now, just before the change was ready to be made, Jono made a run in behind, checked back and missed the chance. And because he done that, he stayed on the pitch. So that moment is the moment made us win the game. Because then we decided to change corner, and then Jono goes to win the game for us. So there is moments, but the idea was to keep going in behind them. It was never to take a striker, to put a winger thinking on defending. It was to try to get that break that then pay the price.
It's the third time running, I think, that he's scored in this game. What is it about the derby that brings the best out of Adam Johnson?
Well, I think he cares. I think he got the feelings. He knows what he means to everybody. He wants to be part of the history. He doesn't want to miss these games. He wants to play all the time, and he performs and delivers. And I think with all the problems we had today, especially the back, with an incredible, unexpected back four and without defenders on the bench, I think to keep a clean sheet and to go and win this very special game is an enormous moment for us, and I'm very proud of the players.
Taking that into consideration, the disruption you had before, the fact that you'd missed so many chances and then you've won it in the last minute of the game, what can this do for your season? Could it be a watershed moment?
It has to be. I think, you know, we shouldn't be talking about maybe. No. It has to be the change. Confidence, a word that everybody uses a lot, which I didn't understand, but I don't use it all the time. There is no more confidence than when you beat the biggest rivals in the last minute. So next week, no excuses. Next week, everybody full of confidence. So then you need to create, you need to put the ball in the net and win another game. Because that's going to change the season. Not today, the next game, you know, winning two or three in a row.
A little bit of history as well. The first time that Sunderland have ever beaten Newcastle four in a row. That's nice little.
I think that's what I like to be. You know, me as a person, as a sport man, I always want to be remembered for something nice, not for the bad side. And we've been doing a few, you know, even in a difficult season last season, we broke a few records. And to be in this one is a very special one. I'm sure that if you're really a top and crazy Sunderland fan, you will remember this run of games because there is no better feeling.
I mean, it's the perfect start for you for the Christmas schedule. You've lost Wickham, though, for Boxing Day, but maybe a mixed blessing because you're having them fresh for Villa.
Well, I think the idea was to be very careful this week, to win first, prepare the game well, go and win it, and use the players the best we can. I mean, for the first time, I put Limo for Lee. It was a special moment. I think that Alan Pardew was very brave, put plenty of strikers. It was a difficult time. You know, it was open one way, but dangerous in the other, so you needed to be really in position. I think fresh legs in the middle, it was important. And then next game, you know, we will decide. I need to play Ricky. I need to find a way. I'm trying. It's not easy. And I cannot even convince him or explain him because he's desperate to play. Maybe next weekend is a nice day for him to make a starting lineup and to show it could be important for us.
I mean, Sam's mentioned the disruption at the start to Riviera. Just how bad is that?
It's looking very bad. He's going now to have the first check, you know, MRI, and tomorrow is going to have another one, depending on this one, and then we can tell you, because it's, I can tell you it's not a normal injury. It's not the typical one that you can say he pulled a muscle or, you know, he had a problem with his Achilles. No, it's something really strange. He felt something really strange he never felt before, so let's wait and see, because I don't really know.
And Jacare didn't make the squad?
Yeah, we decided at the last minute that it was good for him to have a good training session today, hard, and be there. Then he was coming with us. We agreed not to. It was unlucky, no? He was in the bench if he was coming. But that shows that, you know, you won't see, or it will be difficult to see another back four like today. I hope that means that we recover Billy Jones or Anthony. It's not that serious. But, you know, it was a great achievement to keep a clean sheet with that back four today.
You went with Alador last week to try and stretch teams and